This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, April 16th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. California Governor Gavin Newsom sued the Trump administration today, challenging the president's authority to impose sweeping tariffs that have set off a global trade war. The suit argues that the act enables a president to freeze and block transactions in response to foreign threats, but doesn't allow the president to adopt tariffs. The lawsuit also argues that enacting such tariffs requires approval from Congress. A White House spokesperson argued the president's efforts address the national emergency of our country's persistent goods trade deficit. An OMB report for fiscal 2026 suggests reduced programs and staff at the USDA. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley isn't opposed to downsizing as long as service needs are met for farmers.
In recent years, I haven't heard complaints about the combinations that have taken place already, and I suppose that there's some legitimacy when you have fewer people living in rural America. It doesn't take the same number of people to serve 3,000 farmers like it did maybe 5,000 farmers 30 or 40 years ago. So those are all things you have to take into consideration. And the only bottom line answer I can give to you, it is of concern, but I'd have to study to see how farmers are being served. But we think that rural America can't be left out just because it's rural America.
Grassley said it's possible that Washington could provide income assistance and still approve a new farm bill, but Congress will need convincing.
Where the federal government gets their money, taxes and borrowing. It's not the best way to run an organization, but since we don't have a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget, you can do almost anything that you can get the political support in Congress to do. And to some extent on this issue, if they take it out of the CCC, the President and Secretary of Agriculture makes that decision. Now, I think that that's too liberal of a delegation of power to the President of the United States, and that's why you've heard me propose legislation that there ought to be put some restrictions on that. And then we're going to try to do that in the next farm bill, just like as I was ready to do it last year.
Grassley said certain provisions of a new farm bill would help in the challenged farm economy.
Number one from the farm bill is not to know at this point what we do in the case of low prices because of tariffs the president has on. But increasing reference prices, so we get that protection for the farmer.
The Iowa senator said the ag industry should allow additional time for the Trump administration's trade negotiations to play out.
Maybe we're worrying a little bit too much of the impact of the president's tariff policies, because if he's got more than 100 countries wanting to sit down in Washington, D.C. and negotiate, and they've already had 12 negotiations successful, as I heard on TV, then maybe the president's tariff policies are working. And I've been an advocate for negotiating tariffs down, and I think we've been successful. But at the speed he's going with these tariffs and the response he's getting from more than 100 countries, maybe he's going to get tariffs down better than anything we negotiated. So I think I see success for the president's program at this point. Maybe a month from now, I won't say that, but today it looks like his plan is working as people want to come to the table.
Charles Grassley spending the week in his home state meeting with constituents. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dalley.